We'll speak something about the meaning of bhiksha or initiation. Initiation is sometimes referred to as a second birth. So one thing that the lizard and the snake and the turtle and the Vaishnav have in common is that they are all twice born. And you may be looking at me very curiously. How are all these people or beings, living entities, how do they have a common second birth? Yes, the lizard and the snake and the other turtle, that are, they are born first as an egg, and then second they are born from that egg. That is their second birth. The Vaishnava is born twice. First from the womb of the mother, and then second birth is at the time of spiritual initiation by the spiritual master. So the first birth from the mother's womb, that is a rare thing in human form of life. The human form of life is considered very rare. But even more rare is the second birth, to receive spiritual initiation from a spiritual master. This is most rare. Krishna says, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha, that out of many millions of people, hardly one knows me in truth. So to find a spiritual master who gives one training in Krishna consciousness, teaches one Vaishnava Siddhanta, that is a great fortune. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. The living entity has been wandering through material existence. We're going to need to ask our co-speakers to be a little quiet. Thank you. The living entity has been wandering in material existence for millions of lifetimes. And after many, many millions of lifetimes wandering in material existence, then they may receive, by very good fortune, the seed of devotion, bhakti lata bij, from the spiritual master, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai. By Krishna's mercy, one receives the seed of bhakti from the spiritual master. So this is a great fortune. And we have had so many births from a mother's womb. Millions of such births we have had. But the second birth at the as spiritual initiation from a spiritual master, that is the beginning of the end. That is the beginning of the end of our sojourn in material existence. So that one birth, that birth by initiation, that is so much more powerful. And it brings to a conclusion. It is the beginning of the end of our existence in material nature. It brings that all those other births to a conclusion, that we can free ourselves from material existence, the cycle of repeated birth and death, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam, in material existence. The cycle of birth and death replete involves birth, disease, old age, and death. That is a cycle that goes on and on for all living entities in material existence. And this is not natural for the soul. The soul is not pleased. The soul is not satisfied being born, growing old, becoming diseased, and dying. It is not at all natural. It is an imposed state of experience based on identification, false identification with matter itself, based on identification with the material body. Then we are caused to think that we are born in a particular body. We're caused to think that we are growing diseased or growing old, and we are caused to think and experience the pain of dying. By the mercy of the spiritual master, all of that comes to an end. But that is not the real focus in the life of the devotee. The devotee is not a salvationist. The devotee is not a liberationist, an escapist, trying just to get out of material existence, to end the pain of that is correlational to existence in the material world. More important for the devotee is to be reconnected, to be reunited in love with Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, to be reunited and to be brought in to the pastimes, the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. That is the real gift, the real gift of the spiritual master. So even in other spiritual processes, the ultimate aspiration, the ultimate goal is just relief from material existence, just relief from the pain. But for the devotee, that's not the focus. That is not at all the focus. That is a side benefit. The real focus, the real desired objective is prema. So the spiritual master here at the time of initiation is establishing within the life of the devotee vows that will lead them to that objective. Vows of spiritual practice. Vows that we take, that we dedicate ourselves to nurturing the seed of devotion. The spiritual master gives the seed of devotion, but that seed of devotion has to be nurtured. It has to be watered. It has to be weeded. It has to be protected. And by making that commitment to daily engage in activities of devotion and avoid activities that will cause one to become distracted from the path of devotion, then that seed of devotion grows. Lord Chaitanya describes it grows as a creeper in the heart. And Mahaprabhu describes that it pierces the covering of material of the material universe. So the Vedic literatures describe that the material universe is shaped like an egg. Jagadanda. Anda means egg. It also means, Jagadanda means the universal shell. So it is shaped like an egg, and there are millions of such universes. And the coverings of the universe, they consist of 10 layers. Eight layers. Eight layers of covering. And these are the layers of the material elements. So initially there is a covering of earth, a layer of earth, that is followed by a layer of water, followed by a layer of air. When the Brihad Bhagavatamrita describes how Gopakumar, leaving the material existence, he has to pass through these eight layers of the universal shell. And it is very dense. Each layer is 10 times thicker than the previous layer. So if you have a layer of earth, then the layer of water will be 10 times that. And this becomes to a phenomenal span of space. It covers a phenomenal span of space. If you have 1 centimeter, cubic centimeter, as your center, then the layer of earth would be 10 centimeters. You don't think in meters. Anyway, I don't... Excuse me. I'm from New Zealand. Your layer of earth will be 10 centimeters. Your layer of water will be a meter. Your layer of air will be a kilometer. Your layer of fire will be 10 kilometers. Your layer of ether will be 100 kilometers. Let's start with 1 centimeter. Our universe is very vast. So then how thick those layers of material covering are, we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine the expanse of the universe. Then to calculate those layers of covering, that is way beyond our potential for comprehension. Breaking through that is no small thing. We have our jails, corrective institutions, our Alcatraz, you know, surrounded by water and sharks, and apparently no one ever escaped from there. This prison house of material existence, Durga Dham, this material universe, it is sometimes compared to a prison house, Durga Dham, and the superintendent of that prison house is Maya Devi. We think, oh, not so many people practice devotional service. No, in the material world, that is a fact. The lovers of Krishna are a minority. But in the greater picture, the people in the prison house, in any society, they are the minority. the smallest minority, and the free citizens, they are the majority. So in the spiritual world, that is the natural state of living. The normal state of living is to love God. And some small minority, they are sent to, or they choose to come through their misuse of free will, to Durga Dham. And that is where we are. And the prison warden, Durga Devi, inflicts suffering on us to correct us, to awaken us to our folly, and to again turn to see the smiling face of Madan Mohanji. But then to get out of that prison house, no one can escape by any material means. It requires help, it requires training, and that's what the spiritual master does. He's guiding us out, get through those 8 layers of material existence that cover a great span of space. You can get through. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that with the guidance of the spiritual master, receiving the Bhakti Lata Bij, nurturing it through regular devotional service, that creeper of devotion will pierce those layers. As Krishna took Arjuna through those layers with his chariot to visit Mahavishnu, as Gopakumara went through those layers, and in fact, as he went through each layer, he met the personification of that element. So the personification of the earth, Bhumi Devi, was there. She was saying, are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to leave the material world? Here the earth has so much opulence. There is gold, there are jewels, there are so many beautiful minerals. Stay here and enjoy. No, I do not want to stay here. Let me carry on my journey. Bhumi Devi is worshipping Varaha Dev. Gopakumar continues and to the layer of water. And there is Varuna Dev. So the opulences of the water are pearls and coral and beautiful, beautiful things. And Varuna Dev has great opulence. There are mermaids, the sirens of ancient Greece, would sing and waylay travelers, adventurers. So Varuna Dev, he asked the traveling soul, are you sure you want to leave the material world, that you are no longer attracted to the opulences and the beauty of the water? Varuna Dev is worshipping his deity, Matsya Dev, Matsya Avatar. And Gopakumar says, no, I'm sure. I do not want to stay here. I want to continue back to Krishna Loka. And so like this, Agni, the god of fire, he is offering the opulences of the fire. And so each of these elements, they have their opulences to distract the living entity back to the material world. We need the expert guidance of the spiritual master to take us through all of that, to avoid, to pass the tests, to free ourselves of attraction to the mundane and superficial so-called pleasures of the material world, and reawaken our attachment to our original spiritual nature, which is loving service to Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that with expert guidance, that creep of devotion will pierce those layers and enter into the topmost supreme abode. Tadvishnu paramam padagam sada pasyanti suraya diviva chakshura tatam tadvipra so vipanyaboja dhruvagam sasamindate. The Veda states that the sura means the Vaishnav, or the higher beings such as the devas. They are always looking towards padam padam, and with diviva chakshura tatam, with divine eyes, they are able to see that topmost place, that topmost abode, that is the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the creeper of devotion will enter into that padam padam, that Goloka Vrindavan Dham, where Sri Krishna is eternally engaged, not in ruling, not in judging, not in managing, not in creating and maintaining and destroying. He has his expansions, he has his deputies to perform those functions. In Goloka Vrindavan, Shamsundara is playing his flute, tending cows, surrounded by loving devotees who serve him with all their heart. with all their minds, with all their words of glorification. That creep of devotion will come before the feet of the Lord and produce beautiful flowers. And these flowers are flowers of spiritual emotion. Spiritual emotion, love. Love for Krishna as a friend, as a beloved, as a master. Different flavors, different aromas are there in different types of flowers. And then those flowers will continue to grow, that they become fruits. And that is the full expression of love. That is the fruit of prema bhakti, the fruit of love of Godhead. Very sweet, both in aroma and in flavor, in taste, and it is there for Krishna's enjoyment. So that is what we are embarking upon in this initiation. Initiation means to initiate a process of nurturing that bhakti lata, that creeper of devotion, and cultivating those fruits of pure love for Krishna. That is what devotional service is about. That is what initiation is about. And so it is our most important engagement. It is our most important activity. And therefore, this second birth, in Vaishnava initiation, it is our most important birth. Out of so many births, this is the most important birth. This is the most important day in the life of the devotee. Out of so many millions and billions of days that have been there through so many lives in this material world. So some devotees are taking first an initiation. They will take vows to chant Hare Krishna mantra at least 16 rounds a day to avoid activities that distract us from devotional service: meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex. Rupa Goswami says there are two rules in the all Vedic literature. It comes down to two things: yama and niyama. There's so many different prescriptions and prohibitions, but he said that essentially it all comes down to two. One is always remember Krishna. That is the purpose of the rule, to pay obeisances, to get up early in the morning and attend Mangalarti and worship the deity and be clean and not taste while you're cooking and offer everything before. The essence of all of that is always remember Krishna. And the other rule is never forget Krishna. And so the prohibitions: don't engage in intoxication, don't engage in gambling, illicit sex, meat eating, don't commit violence to other people, do not steal, do not tell lies. All of those prohibitions essentially come down to this one: don't forget Krishna. Those activities will cause us to forget Krishna, so don't do them. They are not favorable to your nurturing of bhakti, to your cultivation of bhakti, and your nurturing of that fruit of pure love, of prema, pure love for Krishna. So avoid them. So first and initiates will take these vows. They will receive chanting beads, japamala, and they will receive a spiritual name. And they have also received new neck beads. And then second initiates, they will receive mantras. We call it second initiation or brahminical initiation. So essentially they receive Vedic mantra, that is the Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri. They receive pancharatrik mantras that are used in deity worship, archana seva. So together, first and second initiation, they are replete as one system called pancha samskara. These five powerful impressions that make up the initiation process. Nama, dasa nama. Dasa nama means a name as a servant of the Lord. So that every devotee receives a spiritual name and it has the suffix dasa or dasi for the girls. Dasa means servant. So Krishna das, servant of Krishna. Radha dasi, Yamuna dasi, Nitai das. So dasa nama means the name as a servant of the Lord, that is my identity. Who are you? I am Das, Krishna Nitya Das. Establish your identity. They receive tapa. I said earlier, the neck beads represent our vow to engage in the process of devotional service. So Tulsi Devi, she is very powerful in helping us to perform devotional service. In other sampradayas, this tapa meant branding Shankar and Chakra on the forearms. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we do not brand the Shankar and Chakra because we are not aspiring for Vaikuntha, service to Narayan and Lakshmi Devi. We are aspiring for service to Radha Madan Mohan. And so we wear Tulsi Mala. That is our tapa, our vow. I am a servant of the Lord and I engage in devotional service and I avoid activities that distract from devotional service. The third principle is called Urdhva Pundara. And that is our Vaishnav Tilak. The Vaishnav Tilak that we wear, representing the lotus feet of the Lord with the Tulsi Patta, the Tulsi leaf on the nose. That Urdhva Pundara means that it is that which is pointing upwards. It is pointing towards our ultimate objective, our goal. Our upwards goal is love for Krishna. And this is represented by our tilak. So other tilaks, they have three lines, they go around this way. Samsara. Our tilak is pointing upwards. And it is specific. There are other Vaishnav tilaks. And they represent Lakshmi and Narayan. Our tilak is pointing upwards to Goloka Vrindavan Dham. That is our paramgati, our ultimate objective. So it is here, we put it on every day. We remind us every time we have a bath and we put on tilak, 12 parts of the body, and we remind ourselves, my goal is Goloka Vrindavan Dham, service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So these are three aspects. Four. And then the fifth is mantra. So mantra is the Hare Krishna mantra that we vow to chant every day, as well as the second initiation mantras. Six mantras are there. One of them is a Vedic mantra, Brahma Gayatri. Others are Pancharatrik mantras. And they help us to nurture our process of devotional service. So there's a mantra to Gurudev, to the spiritual master. Two mantras. There are mantras to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And there are mantras to Krishna as Madan Mohan, as Govinda, Madan Mohan, who attracts us from material existence to the process of to his lotus feet, Govinda, who engages us in the process of devotional service, and Gopi Janavallabha, or Gopinath, who is the Lord of the Gopis, representing the highest goal or the highest expression of love for Krishna. So these five aspects are what entails Vaishnav Diksha. So we will conclude here.